Welcome, Rundown Nation. Kyle Wahlback here with you for set two of our bull season. Mr. Story will not be with me today, so you're going to have to suffer through just me. Josh Harlow, not on the program as well. I'm hoping we get him back for set three, which I want to remind you guys, we did set one already. We recorded those last week for our podcast episode. This week, I'll be going over the set two, the middle set of bull games with you guys. And then next week, set three, we'll go through the last games we have for bowl season and then the playoff games that we know about at the time when we're recording. And that will probably air a little bit early because of the holiday schedule. We're going to get you guys a nice little Christmas present there. Air our episode early if we can get it done. Maybe an hour early. I'll send it out there an hour early if things break down, but it might come out a day or two early. We'll let you guys know maybe via our Twitter, or you guys probably have the notifications set up for a new episode. I hope you do. I hope you're subscribed. I hope you're subscribing to the College Football Rundown. Before we get into the set two games here, I want to mention, man, it's been quite a bowl season so far. We saw that Cricket Holiday Celebration Bowl go into overtime. We started off the bowl season with an overtime game, and what a fantastic football game that was. Prairie View A&M just could not get the W. South Carolina State there came through with the W, but it was an exciting football game to watch for those of you that caught it. Washington, Boise State, our first action with some of the big teams playing each other. I thought Boise State would come out a little better. They did not. Washington took them down 38-10. Game last night. Now, I'll say this is Wednesday, December 17th, as I'm recording this episode. Normally, we record at night. It is actually the afternoon now. I'm recording by myself, so I was able to record a little early. That's what I'm doing. I apologize if there's a bunch of bells and whistles going off. That's my normal day over here at the offices. There's a lot of sounds going on. So if you guys do hear those, I apologize. But it's Wednesday, December 17th. Before we get the night games tonight, which are Old Dominion, South Florida, and then Louisiana, Delaware, which the guys had a lot to say about that game, surprisingly, if you guys want to go check it out, listen to it from last week. But I want to mention that these line moves that we're seeing lots of line moves, and we've seen it all season long. But the line moves we're seeing now, it's crazy. And the way that these markets are being priced, you know, it's not how good were these teams in, you know, September, October, November. It's not the case. It's who's playing in these football games. Who's coaching these football games. We're seeing, you know, Lane Kiffin not coaching his Ole Miss Rebels in his playoff game. But then over on the other side of the ball, we see Tulane, their head coach is heading to Florida. He's still coaching up the Green Wave over there for their playoff game. So it's a lot of different moving pieces in these games. And a lot of these line moves, a lot of this market pricing is not actually coming from how great is this team versus how great is that team. It's coming from who's playing, who's coaching. I mean, it's a new phenomenon, I guess I'll say, because coaches were kind of, you know, not this way going back a few years. We heard about it every now and again, but now we're hearing multiple coaches and, you know, they're saying, some schools are saying, hey, we'll get out of our facilities that day. They lock them to the coaches. Other programs are saying, hey, finish what you started. So I'm not here to say what's right or wrong, but I'm just saying it is a new era in college football. We have to see this. I hope they figure something out to avoid this, because really what it hurts is it hurts the players. It does hurt us fans too, don't get me wrong, but it really hurts the players that, you know, gave so much to their programs and then they have to deal with this garbage. But I hope the NCAA figures out a way to fix that situation. There we go. Debbie Downer done, baby. No more Debbie Downer this episode. Let me tell you, we're going to start off right away. The Hawaii Bowl. We got Cal versus Hawaii. And I'm going to try to quote you guys these lines as best I can. I got nobody here to help me. So I'm going to try to go through my notes. And I got my lines in a different thing. But in this football game, we got Hawaii +1.5, -108 on the money line. California -112. Basically a pick'em game we got here. An over-under in this one of 54.5. Potential opt-outs. Let's just start with it. You know that's where we're going. We got Olave, who I'm not sure. I think he's actually on the defensive side of the ball. And Hezekiah Masses, they're opting out. They probably won't play in this game. More importantly for Cal, though, they got an injury cluster. Multiple guys, and especially in their back seven, which never hurts a team. You got a bunch of tight ends, wide receivers. I mean, right guard. If you are Cal, can you field the team? That's going to be the question here. I don't know. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But I kind of like Hawaii in this football game. California hasn't shown me much throughout the season. Hawaii does have Jackson Harris, who's a wide receiver over there. I mean, he's next level, man. It's unfortunate he's not going to play in this game, though. That's the problem. If he was playing, you know, give me Hawaii all day long. at that +1.5. He's not playing, so maybe stay away from this. Hawaii is missing a linebacker and a cornerback as well, and then, you know, another wide receiver, Senekal, who doesn't get the ball very often. But nonetheless, it hurts your depth there at wide receiver. So, again, I'll probably stay away from this game, but if I was going to bet it, I'd bet Hawaii. Unfortunately, they are missing some of their key pieces over there on offense. Let's jump to the next game, and I'm going to go through these games real fast with you guys. I'm going to try to make this a short episode for you. I know it's just me, so sometimes it gets boring listening to me. We're going to jump right into Friday, December 26th. That was the, by the way, I don't, you guys that are familiar with college football, big football fans know this, but the Hawaii Bowl is always played on Christmas Eve. So that is the Christmas Eve game. It's at 7 p.m. on ESPN. I know a lot of you that watch football like to watch that game with your family. It's always exciting. I know the Woj household, my own partner in crime, they're always watching that game. Woj is always texting me, hey, well, who should I bet my uncle's going to win? Half the time I tell him who I think is going to lose. Don't let him know that. I don't know if he listens to podcasts, but don't let him know that. I tell him the opposite of what I think, so he probably wins the majority of the time, let me tell you. Let's jump till after Christmas, though. On Christmas Day, we do have no games. Great. Let the athletes celebrate with their families as best they can, because a lot of them playing in bowls are not actually in their home state or with their families. But nonetheless, we'll jump to the game above Sports Bowl. We got one of our Illinois teams, Northwestern, playing in this game against Central Michigan. This one is on ESPN. It's at noon on that Friday. As far as Illinois sports bettors, you know we can't bet on this one. I went over here to ESPN to get you a line, and let's see what it's at right now. It's sitting, yeah, still Northwestern, pretty big favorite. Two score favorites, -10.5, over under in this one at 43.5, which you could kind of expect out of a Northwestern football team versus a MAC Central Michigan team. Central Michigan can win this football game. They have I mean, we're talking about MAC teams, and we got opt-outs. Like, who knows if Heldman's going to play their defensive end? He's phenomenal over there. Their backup, Angel Flores, he's going to be starting the game for them. He hasn't played since week 9, so he hasn't been slinging the football. A lot of unknowns, you know, with Central Michigan. Northwestern, they got a couple, you know, injuries over there. No one that I would say is going to impact my thinking as far as betting on this game. So it kind of leads me to go with my homeboys here at Northwestern if I did want to bet on them, which I can because I bet on the exchanges. I welcome everyone to check out the exchanges. It's just the best way to bet and the cheapest, most efficient way to bet. So I recommend going over there. But as far as this game, I might put a little bit of money on Northwestern. Not exactly sure in that one. I'm going to jump to the next one. We got the Rate Bowl, New Mexico versus Minnesota. I could jump back to DraftKings here for you guys since this is not an Illinois game. We do have lines on it. New Mexico is +2.5 in this one, +110 on the money line, which, you know, if you're going to bet, I like the money line. But +110 at only getting 2.5, I don't know, probably give me the points in that situation. That's not enough. I want to see that +120 number if I'm getting 2.5. That's the only way I would probably not take the points in 2.5. Minnesota, you know, PJ Fleck, I wish my buddy Mr. Story was on here to talk about PJ Fleck because I know he loves him. It's his favorite coach in the NCAA. Let me tell you. Well, Mr. Story, I know you'd be ripping on Fleck right now. I will say this. He's 6-0 in bowls at Minnesota. So he preps his guys. You know, bowls, a lot of what that W or L comes from is the head coach. You got to keep your players in the right mindset. We're talking about now they're going to be not playing a football game for 3 or 4 weeks. Not only that, we're going through Christmas, so they're going to be dealing with all the holidays, dealing with all that stuff. School has been dismissed at this point. There's a lot of difference. You got to remember, college football players, they are, you know, very disciplined individuals. They get accustomed to their schedule, to the rigor of their schedule. So when things change up, it can really impact a program. But when you have a good head coach, he keeps your players, you know, in the right mindset. He gets you ready for that game. And I will say this about PJ Fleck. Like I just mentioned, 6-0. In bowls at Minnesota, it's worth, you know, maybe put a little bit of money on there. Only giving 2.5, not giving that full 3. I kind of like our Big Ten. I'll be a little homer here. Yeah, that's fine. I kind of like our Big Ten, you know, Minnesota Golden Gophers to win this football game. Potential opt-outs there for New Mexico. We got guard Richard Pierce, safety Drew Speech, Xavier Slayton there on the defensive line. They're injured, and they will not be playing in the football game. As far as potential opt-outs, only one big one came across the radar as I was looking through things. Keyshawn James Newbie, he may opt out of this football game. For Minnesota, we got their second running back. He doesn't start. Ejiboy. I know Story likes that name too. I mean, as far as opt-outs, we got Darius Taylor, Devin Eastern, and Anthony Smith. Anthony Smith, defensive end there. Devin Eastern, defensive tackle, running back Darius Taylor. I mean, I think if you're looking at this, and remember, when we're talking about opt-outs, And we're talking about transfer portal. Opt-outs, the players are not playing. Transfer portal, it's kind of been throughout the bowl season, what we're seeing out of the news wires anyways. We've only gotten a couple games as of the recording of this episode. What we're seeing in the news wires, some players that are going into the portal, they're not being allowed to play in their football game. Other players going into the portal are still allowed to practice with the team and likely, from what the news wires say, play in their bowl game. So that's something we got to pay attention to. I'm going off the best news I have possible, a lot of it just straight off of Action Network, straight off of ESPN, straight off of a number of podcasts I listen to. So that's where I get my information for. I recommend whatever source you trust at game time when you're making your bet. If you're waiting till the last minute, I recommend checking out that source of truth and seeing, A, is this player actually playing? Opt out, again, not going to play. Highly likely they're not going to play. Transfer portal, they may still play in that football game. Injuries, they are what we know they are. So let's jump to the next game, the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. This is a big favorite of mine. We got FIU, Florida International, taking on UTSA, the Roadrunners. Come on now. You got to back the Roadrunners in this one, right? 7 p.m. ESPN. You know what? I know what I'm going to be doing the day after Christmas at 7 p.m. I'm going to be watching this football game. FIU transfer portal, we got cornerback Mr. Clark. You know, we've seen a lot of the secondary opt-outs. We're seeing a lot of transfer portal secondary people this bowl season. Injured, as far as the injury report, as of now, Florida International, the quarterback, Joe Pasensky, is hurt. Starter Keon Jenkins, you know, returned late, will be playing in the football game most likely. Opt-outs, another one, Brian Blades the second. He's a cornerback too. You know, just this, I don't know what to call it, but this charade of secondary people opting out. I'm not sure what's with that, but we're seeing a lot this year. UTSA, we got defensive line, defensive end, defensive back, all three opting out in Meyer, Wimberly, and Otutu in reverse order there. I think if UTSA's secondary is that thin and FIU can give their team time to protect, I think maybe taking something like a team total on FIU is the place to go. I just, you know, when you have a beat up secondary, it's hard, no matter how good of a coach you are, it's hard to put people into that position, especially if they don't have a lot of time in the season. So maybe something I'll be looking at. Jump into the next game here. And again, guys, I know I'm going quick, but I just want to make sure you're not listening to me the whole episode and getting bored of what I had to say, because, you know, episode set three, that's going to be the one to listen to. That's where I'm going to be going over to those, most of those big games. Mr. Story will be back with me. The Go Bowling Military Bowl, Pitt versus East Carolina. This is a game I'm very excited for. I really will be leaning heavily one way in this one, which I'll tell you once we get through this. But as far as the spread goes, we got Pittsburgh minus 9.5. You want them on the money line, you got to throw up 345. They're sitting minus 345 just to put 100 back in your pocket. East Carolina, if you want to take them to get the upset, plus 275. So you East Carolina bettors, I mean, you're getting some good money for the upset. But I'll just tell you right now, that's not the way I'm going to go with this bet. We got, when you got a quarterback that's confirmed out, East Carolina's quarterback will not play. Caden Hauser will not be playing in this football game. It's been confirmed already. When you got your starting quarterback that's opting out and you have a far superior team in Pitt, and people are going to be like, what? What are you saying, Wall? Because everybody knows Pitt is not my favorite team. What are you saying, Wall? I'm just saying that Pitt is a good football team. East Carolina, not terrible, but just not to the level of Pitt. East Carolina's missing their shot caller. Easy one for me in this game. I'm going to be taking Pittsburgh at minus 9.5, hoping I get my bet in before that line goes to minus 10 potentially. Over-under in this one, by the way, at 57.5. I'm not betting many over-unders, any totals in this bowl season. I don't know why. Just nothing's really stuck out to me. Well, there's a couple games coming up, though, that I might be able to give you a little bit of action on which way I'm going with them. We're going to jump to the next one, which is one of me and my old partner's favorite bowls, the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. Come on! You can't get more excited about a bowl game than that, other than the Idaho Potato Bowl. We all know that's the creme de la creme, but Bad Boys Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, Penn State versus Clemson. Penn State, a team that was expected to do phenomenal at the beginning of the season, did not happen. Ended up firing James Franklin. He's out the door, unfortunately. Now coaching for Virginia Tech. Hopefully he has success there as a coach I like very much. Clemson, much in the same boat. They're expected to do very well at the beginning of the season. You know, we didn't see them in the ACC championship. We didn't see them talked about for who was going to make this college football playoff. So very much in the same boat as Penn State. This will be an interesting football game. Penn State is the underdog in this one. You got the ACC giving 3.5 to a Big Ten football team. My goodness. -3.5 for Clemson. It is at -102. So that number wants to move back to a straight field goal in this one. Over under of 48.5. If you want Penn State to win the game straight up, +136. I'm guessing you could tell by that where I'm going with my money. Yes, sir. Give me the Nittany Lions on that money line. I just think the Big Ten is a superior football conference to the ACC. And also, Penn State has been playing good football as of late. I know they had a couple struggles there right when, in the middle of the season, it surprised everyone. James Franklin got let go. They had some struggles the next couple games. But since then, they put it back together. They've been playing some good football. Drew Aller is out. He will not play in this football game. He's injured. So he will not be playing for Penn State. Singleton, one of their two running backs, surprisingly, I thought he would be playing this game. But he is opted out of this football game as well. Those are two things that are going against my, you know, wanting to bet on Penn State money line. But still, I just think that this Nittany Lion football team can win this game straight up. I think that +136 number is a really good value in this one. Let's jump to another game. Wasabi Fenway Bowl. UConn versus Army. UConn in a football game? We're talking about college football. We're not talking about college basketball, baby. We got UConn versus Army. Army is a heavy favorite, though, giving 9.5 to the Huskies over there. Over under of 44.5. If you want UConn to win the game straight up, not even as good of money as you're getting over there with the earlier game, which East Carolina, I think we were talking about, it was at +275. UConn, you're only getting +260 in this one, which surprised me. I thought that would be much higher, especially for a 9.5-point spread. But here we are, +260 versus the other 9.5 spread that was at 275. Always watch those numbers. You know, they're trying to trick you with those numbers. Make sure you're getting good value when you're making a bet. I will stay away from this football game altogether. Surprisingly, if I did have to bet it, I would probably go with the favorite here, lay the points, -9.5. Army's just had a spectacular season, excuse me. Army-Navy game last week was so fun to watch. Army was leading most of that game, doing very well. They lost it there at the end when Navy was able to come back. What an exciting atmosphere, by the way. That game at the end of the game, it's just so, every year in and year out, that game is the one to watch. But the Wasabi Fenway Bowl will hopefully provide some good action for us. Quarterback Joe Fagnano, which is a guy that we've talked about a couple times here on the podcast, he will be opting out there for UConn. Army, you know they're all coming to show up. They're coming to play, baby. There's only one. It's an injury, not an opt-out or anything like that. But only one person I see on this that is likely not going to be playing, it's because of an injury, is Paolo Gianarelli there on the offensive line, right guard. So he won't be playing, but the rest of the Army team will, and that's just one reason I kind of like Army in this one. The old Pop-Tarts Bowl. Mr. Woj, where you at, buddy? Hope you're listening. I know this is your favorite bowl. I know I'll be getting text messages that day to our group saying, hey, what's your guys' favorite Pop-Tart? I don't know what my favorite Pop-Tart is. Haven't eaten them in a long time. Well, my kids are kind of not liking them these days either, which makes me sad because they're easy to make. You know, come on now. Everybody loves a Pop-Tart. Get together, boys. I actually don't like Pop-Tarts that much. But tweet us. Let me know. What's your favorite Pop-Tart? Maybe I'll respond to you. Let you know how wrong you are, no matter which one you choose. In this game, Georgia Tech versus BYU, 2:30 p.m. This game is on ABC. Georgia Tech +4.5 on this one, +160 on the money line. BYU, I mean, they've been playing good football, but they just, their arch nemesis, Texas Tech, they could not get it done twice against Texas Tech. So here we are. They're playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, not in the college football playoff. Over-under in this football game, sitting right now at 56.5. Offensive coordinator for Georgia Tech, which was a big, you know, part of their program this year. Their offense was phenomenal. He left for Florida, going over there to coach with his new buddy from Tulane, let me tell you. Co-offensive coordinator, Chris Ranke, is going to take over running bowl duties for this Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket football team. We got defensive back Jai Gilmore. He was out for the season. He hasn't been playing lately. Anyways, we got defensive tackle Akello Stone. And out there on the edge rusher, Andre Fuller, limited action as of late. We don't know if Fuller will be playing or not as of the time of this recording. Remember, these games are a couple weeks down the road, so a lot of things could change before we play this game on December 27th. Had to check where I was there real quick. But yeah, December 27th, a couple days after Christmas. I mean, BYU, QB mobility is limited. Look at that explosive pass rate versus Tech's secondary health, man. I don't know if Tech can stop BYU from going over the top? That's going to be the question we're going to find out in this football game. Worth noting that this total is at 56.5, which is a little higher than the games we talked about so much so far, I should say. This total might go over. Again, I was going to mention a couple games here that I was looking at the totals. In this game, I'd probably be looking at the over in this one at 56.5. Also, some books are quoting at 55.5 at minus 110. I'm giving you DraftKings line right now, but if you get 55.5 at minus 110, that's a good number. That's a good number in my opinion. So I kind of like the over in this Georgia Tech versus BYU football game. If I had to bet something, you know I'm taking the dog. I'm taking Georgia Tech plus 160 on the money line, but I will stay away from picking a team in this one just because I do think BYU is a good football team. Let's jump to the next game. I mean, we've got lots of games here on the 27th. Lots of games that we're going through. We're still on the 27th. Yes, sir, we are. Snoop Dogg, Arizona Bull. Miami, Ohio versus Fresno State. He's going to get on the mic. He's going to be commentating. It's going to be fantastic. I don't know if anybody listens to him when he goes on the hockey games, but it's really fun to listen to Mr. Snoop Dogg. He is nothing but an entertainer. That's what he was born to do. I'm looking for the spread here, and I'm not able to find it. Let me refresh DraftKings. What they like to do is they like to drop the spreads whenever I'm doing these episodes, and then I can't find what I'm doing. But Miami, Ohio is +4.5. Plus 160 on the money line. Over-under in this football game of 42.5, which is just a little bit under that 56.5 number I was just talking about there for Georgia Tech, BYU. Miami, Ohio, you know, MAC team. We love to support the MAC on this program. They are missing a few people, all to portal transfers. Cam Perry, wide receiver. Adam Trick, defensive end. Yarbrough, I won't butcher his first name. I think it's Mikel, but Yarbrough, Mikel Yarbrough, cornerback there. Right tackle, Drew Terrell. QB note, DeQuinn Finn left the program. I don't know. We're missing a lot over there for a MAC football team going up against a strong Fresno State football team. I kind of like Fresno State in this one, but I'm not going to bet against the MAC. You guys that listen to this program know I'm not going to. So I want to say it's the Snoop Bowl. So I got to make at least one joke about, you know, smoke screens or RPOs or something. Okay, I got it out of the way. Woj and I, my partner Woj and I will say this. When we've been doing these bowl episodes back for however many years we've been doing it, way too many, 15, 20 years, we would make jokes about every single bowl game. I try to think of some pun or something, but I've avoided that this year. So I hope the Rundown Nation appreciates that and appreciates the fact that I'm no longer making those embarrassingly ugly puns that I tended to make in the past. But I had to get one in, so we saved it for the Snoop Dogg Bowl. I digress. Let's move to the next game. The Isleta New Mexico Bowl. This game bowl's been around longer than I've been alive, I think. North Texas versus San Diego State. North Texas is -3 in this football game. Over-under of 53.5. San Diego State +130. North Texas got a portal transfer. Defensive tackle Jaden Williams. Potential. Now, this has not been confirmed yet, but this is a huge hit for North Texas if he does not play in this football game against San Diego State. Their quarterback, Drew Mestemaker, which is a person we've talked on this program a number of times this year, fantastic quarterback, the one that led North Texas throughout the season, made them into a household name, the Mean Green. Last year, not many people knew about them. I've always been a big Mean Green fan as far as my second tier of favorite teams. This year, I knew they were going to do well, and if you want to go back to our first or second week of the podcast, I mentioned how well they were going to do, but a lot of that was because of Mestemaker. So I think this game comes down to, does he play the football game or not? If this -3 number, it would be -5.5, -6.5 if he was for sure playing. But the line makers, they have to bake in the probability that he might not play. So as it stands now, only -3. I think I'll take that -3 and just hope he plays the football game. If he doesn't, then I know that, you know, they might even move to an underdog in this football game if Mestemaker is not going to play, if we get news that he's sitting out for sure. And I brought it up once. I want to bring it up again as I'm recording this. It's December 17th, so a lot of news will come up in the time between this game and the recording. Just to always check the news wires. You got to if you're a sports bettor. That's how it goes. Tex Slayer Gator Bowl, Virginia versus Missouri. Yes, we're still on the 27th, 6:30 p.m. on ABC. You better get glued to that couch. Get your Ruffles. Get your Coors Light. Get everything ready so you don't have to get off the couch. Well, you might have to take a pee or two, but so you don't have to get off the couch for a minute. We got a lot of college football. It's going to be fantastic. I got December 27th circled on my calendar already. In this Virginia-Missouri game, we have Virginia +6.5, +200 on the money line, over-under of 47.5. I talked about the games this Friday as you guys will be listening to this episode on Thursday, the game on Friday, Oklahoma-Alabama is the game I'll probably be hitting the heaviest this year. I will be absolutely taking Oklahoma, and if you want to find out why, listen to last week's episode. But this is probably one of the bigger games I'll be taking as well. Virginia. All throughout the year, Virginia has been playing fantastic football. They have not looked bad until the last game or two. Obviously, the ACC title game being the last game, when they didn't do so well against that Duke football team, that Manny Diaz coached Duke football team. I just think Virginia is a very good football team. I think that ACC title game was an aberration. I think they're going to come out strong. I'm going to take Virginia plus 200 to win this football game. And again, this is one of the bigger bets I'll be making this. I'll probably be putting a full unit on a plus 200, which is essentially a double unit bet. But I think they're going to come out and win. And I'm also going to be taking the plus 6.5 too on a regular size bet, because I think that Missouri hasn't shown a ton throughout the season. They have wide receiver Josh Manning, who's going to go in the portal. I don't know if he's going to be able to play or not. Again, these are program-specific decisions. The NCAA does not mandate that if you go in the portal, you can't play in the game. Each program makes that decision on their own. And I have not heard whether Missouri will let Josh Manning play in the game or whether he'll even want to. But if we're looking at the opt-out list as far as people that have just chosen not to play, offensive line, first string, second string quarterback, I mean, we're talking about a ton of people opting out of this football game for Missouri. I just think that even if it was a full, healthy football game where we're seeing both teams at full health, all players playing, I still think Virginia wins this football game. Now, I will say quarterback Chandler Morris of Virginia, he might potentially opt out. We don't know that answer yet. So to go against my bet, if Chandler Morris does opt out, it will hurt that Virginia football team. But you got to remember, over there on the other side of the ball, Missouri is missing out on a couple of their quarterbacks. So it's a little give and take. Plus, head-to-head, full strength, I just think Virginia's a better football team. Give me plus 200 on these guys. Let's jump to the last one. Yes, we made it all the way through. And actually, it's the last bowl of this episode of set two bowl season for the college football rundown. The Kinders Texas Bowl, LSU versus Houston. Come on now, how did Houston get that home field advantage in this one? And some of you are going to be very surprised, if you haven't seen it already, by this line. We're talking about a Houston football team playing LSU. LSU, one of the mighty blue bloods of college football, right? Playing against Houston. You'd expect LSU's given 7.5, 8.5, 9.5, maybe even 2 touchdowns at some point. No, that is not the case there. We got Houston as the favorite, minus 3 points, minus 148 on the money line. That LSU program, man, they have not shown up this year. Obviously, with the coaching changes they're making over there, they realize that they have the wrong person in position there coaching it up. Brian Kelly, he's gone. Get him out of there. Everybody does not like Brian Kelly from the state of Louisiana. They got a reason to. He didn't perform. They paid him all that money. He didn't get the job done. And now you're talking about an LSU football team that barely made a bowl game getting 3 points from a Houston football team. We're not talking about basketball. We're talking about football. A Houston football team. So, hey, sorry, Brian Kelly. Just do a better job next time. Garrett Nussmeier, he won't play. That's part of the reason why Houston is giving 3 points in this. If you have Nussmeier playing in this football game, it's likely a different story. You probably got LSU as the favorite. So they do have that going for them. Michael Van Buren will be taking the snaps instead of Nussmeier in there, which we've seen Van Buren a couple times this season when Nussmeier did get hurt. Houston keynote starting center Demetrius Hunter, he left the program December 8th. Quarterback Connor Wagman announced he's returning for 2026, a.k.a. he's going to be playing in this football game, so that'll help Houston. All parts of the reason why they are giving this LSU football team 3 points. And that does it. That does it for all the bowl games here for set two. I'm glad you guys stuck with me. Again, it's a different time of day for me to record this episode. My mind's not there, I guess. I hope you didn't hear all these sounds that are going off, because there's lots of them. I hope the filter caught a lot of them, though. I want to invite you to come back and listen to set three of bowl games. I'll have Mr. Story back with me for sure on that program. We're hoping to get Mr. Josh Harlow back on that program. These guys, you know, listen to the episodes we've had so far this year. They bring the intel. They know what they're talking about when they are talking. I try to do my best filling in for those guys, but you know me. Come on now. I just move the program along, let those guys talk. That's what I do these days. An old man. Let the kids handle it, even though I think they're both older than me, but nonetheless. I'm going to end this episode here by telling you this. I like Virginia, plus 200 on the money line. You know, when I'm betting money lines, I'm a happy man, especially when it's a dog on the money line. So that, out of this whole slate, that is probably my favorite bet. We did the segment two last week with our bull pick'em. Some of those games haven't happened either. So if you want to check out last week's episode, feel free to go back and check out what we liked out of those slates the best. But as far as this slate, I like to keep the tradition going. I'll just leave it with one. Virginia, Missouri, December 27th, the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Virginia to win that game straight up, baby. I hope they win it. I hope they put some money back in my pocket, because that is going to be a big size bet for me. But we will be back with set three. Like I said, the last of the bowl games for the season. We'll do it next week. It might air a little early to give our listeners a bit of a Christmas present before Santa comes rolling into town. Appreciate you guys staying with me again. Until next week, stay sharp, sports bettors.